Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 83, Mizmor Pei Gimel. The Mizmor is dark. It tells a story of enemies who seek to destroy Israel. The Psalm includes all enemies from many lands, a generic call to God to protect, defend, fight the battles of Israel against those who desecrate God's name. The first section describes the hubris of the enemy and the evils they plan against Israel, and the second ask God to smite. Shir Mizmor La'asaf. Elohim al damilach al techarash ve'al tishkot el ki hinei oyvecha yomayu nemesanecha nasu rosh alamcha yarim usod ve'yatzchu yitiatzu al tzfunecha. Amru luchu v'nachidem igoy v'lo yizacher shem Yisrael od ki noatzu leib yachta v'lecha brit yichrotu. Ohalei Edom yishmelim Moab v'hagrim gval v'amon amalek pleshetim yoshvei tzor gam ashur nivayimam hayuzro levnei lot seva. A psalm of Asaph. Do not keep silent, God. Do not hold your peace and be still, O God. For behold, your enemies make a tumult, and those who hate you have lifted up their head. They've taken crafty counsel against your people and consulted against your hidden ones. They've said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel might no longer be remembered. For they conspire together with one accord. They make an alliance against you, the tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagarites. Gval and Ammon and Amalek, the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre, Assyria also join them. They are the strong arm of the children of Lot, Selah. The psalmist calls out to God to see how enemies are not just waging a war against Israel, but against their God. Many times the description points to God's battle rather than Israel. Oyvecha, your enemies. Misanecha, those who hate you. Al amcha, your nation, they scheme. Noatzu lev yachtav alecha, they conspire against you. There are 11 named enemies of God and Israel. Edom, Yishmael, Moab, Hagrim, Gval, Amon, Amalek, Pleshet, Tzur, Ashur, and Bnei Lot. They surround Israel from every side. They outnumber and overwhelm. It seems that the author fused together enemies from history and nations which were stateless like Amalek, and others which bordered Israel, like Moab, Ammon, and Tzur. It's hard to pinpoint the timing of the psalm and a specific event to which the psalmist might have referred. Was it after Exodus in the desert, during Shaul and David with the Philistine, during the reign of Chizkiyahu and Sennacherib? Perhaps it was a composite of all these together. Section 2 depicts the plea that God save them from all their enemies. Aseh lehem kimidyan kisisra kiyavin nachal kishon. Nishvendu bein dor ayudomen la'adama shiteimo nidibeimo kore v'chizei v'chizemech v'talmunan kol nesichemo. Do to them as you did the Midianites, as you did to Sisera, as you did to Yavin in the brook of Kishon, who perished at Ein Dor. Make their nobles like Orev and Zev, and like Zevach and Talmuna. Asher amru nir shalanu et na'ot Elohim Elohei Elohai shiteimo kegalgal kekash lefnei ruach ke'esh tivar yarech le'avat telahet tarim. Who said, let us take possession for ourselves of the pastures of God. Oh my God, make them like whirling tumbleweed, like chaff before the wind, as a fire burns a wood, and as a flame sets the mountain on fire. Kein tirdefem b'sarecha b'sufatcha tiva'alei male pneim kalon v'yivakshu shimcha Adonai. So pursue them with your tempest and terrify them with your storm. Fill their faces with shame that they may seek your name, O Lord. Yevoshu v'ibalu adei ad v'yachbaru v'yavedu v'yedu ki ata shimcha Adonai levadecha elyon al kol haaretz. Fill their faces with shame and they may seek your name, O Lord. Let them be put to shame or dismayed forever and be put to shame and perish. That men may know you, that you alone, His name is the Lord, the Most High over all the earth. Recalling events of Israel's glorious past, he implores God to do the same, to smash the enemies and fill them with shame. He recalls the story of Orev and Zev and Zevach and Samunah, enemies of Israel in the times of Shoftim. Gidon, the judge, smote them in Transjordan. Close to 40 times, the phrase Yevoshu, they will be filled with shame, and often alongside the word v'yibalu, they'll be bewildered, appears in Psalms. Usually it's in the form of a request that the author not to be boche, embarrassed, or ashamed. But quite often it is used as a plea to God to make sure that this befalls the enemies. Specifically in Psalm 6, the phrase is part of a verse which is quite similar to our verse 18. The psalmist feels shame, and thus it is on his mind. He's bewildered at the world he witnesses, and therefore calls on God to punish his enemies in kind. Ultimately, he concludes with a message that through the punishment and the cursing, the nations of the world will come to know God. God alone reigns on the land, and once the men, wicked men receive their retribution from God, they, or those surviving, will finally come to accept God and know him to be the highest on all the land.